RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
So what do you do when you want to have a psychiatrist, when you want to find one? What do you do? Help, we want to find a psychiatrist. Well, as it turns out,
Google?
The last thing you want... Google? No, that's not what you're supposed to do. Not
Yelp?
According to
Yelp?
Dr. Not according to Dr. Deborah Kim, who is our expert for the How to Find a Psychiatrist segment. Dr. Kim is assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania, and she is here to fill us in. Dr. Kim, welcome back to Her Radio. So, how do you find a psychiatrist?
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Well, I think it's a complicated question because your psychiatrist is a doctor, somebody you're spending more time with. You're often seeing them once a month, once every few months. You're spending at least a half hour with them often. And you really need to find somebody that you can open up to and trust. And I think there's a perception out there that, you know, not all psychiatrists are competent. And so the very first thing you should do is ask your primary care doctor. So your primary care doctor has vetted a lot of these people for you already and also has gotten, you know, feedback from other patients about how these doctors are doing. So, the very first thing I would say is talk to your primary care doctor.
That's a good,
all right.
That's
well,
a good suggestion.
When you do something like that, that's cool. I know so many people out there, especially younger people, who don't really have a relationship with their primary care provider, not a particularly strong one. I think as you get older, you have to, because I think we're living with them, just saying.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, be cool. So primary care provider is an excellent thought, and this might be a little incentive for everyone out there to finally look one up, get one.
Yeah, get your parent to ask their primary care doctor. It's just that those doctors have built up a network of, specialty referrals,
right.
And it's no different for psychiatry. And as soon as they find a psychiatrist that they trust and feel good about, they're happy to refer that person. The other things that you want to think about are, you know, what are you looking for in a psychiatrist? And so there may be issues about, do you think you'd feel more comfortable with a male or a female, somebody who's older or younger, or somebody that has children or doesn't have children? And those are valid thoughts early on. And so, what is the doctor's education? Those are reasonable questions to ask early on when you're trying to figure out who would be good for you. And once you get some names, again, I would look at it as, how would you find a lawyer? You wouldn't just look up in the yellow pages. You want to get a referral to somebody. Unfortunately in psychiatry, less and less people are taking insurance. And so sometimes what you have to do is call your insurance company and find out who's covered. The other thing, though, you can think about is if you do get referred to a private psychiatrist, most insurance companies will reimburse for out-of-network, some portion of the cost for out-of-network costs.
Right. We see that.
So important to think about.
So talk to us about what a psychiatrist does, number one.
Yes.
And then my second question is, that I know there are so many different types of psychiatry, so maybe you can explain some of the different types.
Yes. So there's general psychiatrists. If things are pretty complicated, you might want to think about starting at a university or in an academic center. You're looking for somebody who is going to be non-judgmental, who has, good listening skills, seems empathic or is empathic. But again, we're doctors, we're MDs, we went to medical school, and so really you want a doctor who can diagnose what's going on and can set up a treatment plan that makes sense. And you really should leave that first appointment with some knowledge about what's going to happen. And, there's nothing wrong with trying out a few different psychiatrists to find somebody that fits you. So that's sort of a general psychiatrist would treat, depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, you know, things that might be not too complicated if, you know, if you have a disorder that is fairly well managed. Then we get in, there are a few specialties. So there are folks that do addiction psychiatry. Right. There are child psychiatrists. There are what we call psychosomatic psychiatrists. So these are folks that specialize in people who have significant medical illnesses and psychiatric problems. There are forensic psychiatrists, so people who deal with criminal issues, custody issues, go to the jails to see folks. And I think that it's also important to realize there are different levels of care. So, you know, you can see an outpatient psychiatrist, but there are also day programs where you can go 3 to 5 times a week in the morning if you're feeling like you're needing more support. And actually, those are usually covered by insurance. Mm-hmm. And so you want to figure out what level of care makes the most sense for you based on, you know, what you're doing. There are groups. And so there are all kinds of different, you know,
one of my patients once asked me, said, so why would I go to a psychiatrist if I could get talk therapy with a psychologist? So, mm-hmm. you know, maybe they're going through, like, when do you know which one to choose from? Because, as you know, I mean, clearly, psychiatrists are going to do the prescriptions, you know, the psychopharmacologists, and they're experts at being able to manipulate, you know, medications appropriately. But when it comes to talk therapy, how do you differentiate between a PhD psychologist and a psychiatrist?
So it just really depends on, you know, your personal preference. So there's, you know, the split care model where the psychiatrist does the medication and the therapist, which may be a PhD or an MSW, will be doing the psychotherapy. They should be working closely together, talking on a regular basis. And then there's people that prefer the single provider model, which is where the psychiatrist prescribes the medication and the therapy, or if medication is not an issue, you would see a psychologist or a social worker for therapy. You know, I'm not so sure if you find somebody who is good that it matters who the first appointment is with, because a really good psychologist, if you need medications, will send you to a psychiatrist that they work with and trust. Yep. And if you are with a psychiatrist who doesn't do therapy, they will refer you for therapy. And it's part of the treatment plan. So I think going either way works well. Often with young people, I'll recommend starting with a psychologist. I think it's a little less daunting. But if you know that somebody is going to need medication, starting with a psychiatrist is fine.
Got it. So
Is there more stigma going to a psychiatrist than a psychologist? You know what I mean? Like someone says, I have to go see my, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think so, because I think, you know, again, we still live in a world where these are not considered illnesses, even though we know them to be illnesses. And the idea that we over-medicate people, that these are happy pills, you know. And so I think there, you know, there's a whole, you know, belief system out there that we're not really helping people, and that people, it's all willpower and medications are not really what we should be doing. And you guys were talking about Google, and one of the problems with Googling anything about psychiatry is that you get anti-psychiatry websites that come up, and you have to be very, very careful about the information that you get on those websites. And
really?
Your doctor can
why are they doing that?
Websites.
Why are they doing that?
I think for those same, you know, the same reasons, there are people that believe that we're harming people by offering them medications,
yep.
even though we know
that's
that depression,
exactly.
depression
you
in women is the number one reason for lost days of work
you
and lost financial gain.
Well, wow. Dr. Kim, you have been once again phenomenal at helping us with all things psychiatry. Dr. Deborah Kim at the University of Pennsylvania, the Department of Psychiatry, helping us understand how to find a psychiatrist. Thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
Now, ladies, remember, ask your primary care doctor for a psychiatrist, and no using Google or Yelp. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.